to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. And, Alan, go ahead.
Well, it's really that the question of, you know, who gave us God-given rights, it's, you know, it's really a very philosophical question. And, you know, my own, you know, from my own studies, I'm of the opinion that absolute and total unbridled freedom is the Lucifer Manifesto, or I've heard you call it anarchy. I've heard you say you've listened to anarchists that said, well, there should be like
no
absolutely
government.
No rule.
No government, no
yeah.
rule of law, nothing,
no guidelines, and while I enjoy my freedoms, and when those are infringed upon by any kind of a government regulation or a fee or a tax or a guideline or, you know, even sometimes a speed limit or a yellow light, you know, I tend to want to err on the side of freedom. Now, I know that total unbridled freedom has put our planet in the mess that it's in.
And, really? And what unbridled freedom are you talking about, Alan?
Well, and again, I'm talking about, I'm looking back to, you know, historical religious stories and philosophic arguments of what I would call the downfallen beings from the angelic realms who, rather than follow the divine dictates of the Trinity, they chose to release this doctrine of self-declaration, total self-sovereignty, and total unbridled free will. And they got themselves and a lot of other people in a lot of messes, and that we're in a long process now of recovering out of, and we have biblical promises that someday we will pull out of all this stuff into, you know, some kind of a better world, but it's a long, slow process, and that there was a confusion, and it was easy to confuse people and beings with this argument that that total freedom was actually that, where that premature total freedom, and I say premature in the sense that we don't allow our children total unbridled freedom.
And why is that?
Well, because they haven't developed the wisdom.
Well, and we don't, without that wisdom, we don't want them trying to beat that light at
right.
the corner.
And so without the cultural wisdom that we would have developed over, you know, a long periods of time, you know, Lucifer releasing this doctrine of total freedom, before we had the cultural maturity and wisdom developed to be allowed true freedom, he really denied us our rightful experience of living into a well-defined and disciplined and culture driven by divine wisdom that would then allow us into those higher spiritual experiences and cultural experiences. So he, in effect, was robbing us of the true liberties that we would have had in due time while offering those temporal and immediate gratifications.
Well, in our country's history, now we're only 230 years old, we have become, we organized, we built, we became a world power, and in a short span of 230 years, we accomplished building it, running it for a short period of time, and then set about destroying it.
Right.
Without the benefit of wisdom.
The wisdom is where it's at, and I think we need a third branch in our government, or a third seat in legislative and senators, where we have the councils of the elders to keep these guys in balance.
Well, supposedly that's what we have in Washington, D.C. Hold on a second. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
I think here's the problem, Alan, is that we are once again going to rely on the wisdom of men. And that the guy that has the ability to convince a mass of people, and that generally follows that they have deep pockets and they have the ability to put forth their ideas and to arrange things the way they would like to see them, is the antithesis of the Constitution. And having said that, if we rely on just the, without any spiritual guidance whatsoever, and spiritual guidance to a lot of people, spiritual guidance to some people is a triple shot of caffeine at Starbucks. But the problem here is that, once again, to rely on mankind is itself a very dangerous thing. What you do when you enter in and you have a deity that cannot be touched or questioned, or the authority thereof, it's off limits. Now, when you read the Ten Commandments, for instance, now the first four of these, a lot of people, 50% of the people in this country right now would reject. And they are, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Now, when you look at that, this is a blueprint, or at least a formula, for which men to pattern themselves, to deal honestly with each other, in which a lot of the founders had a high regard for Christianity, for the Bible.
Well, some of those guidelines in the Ten Commandments, some of those are very high ideals, and some of those are just barely above the animal level of existence. You're right when it comes to man. So much of, my original question was, did these really come from God? And it was kind of a little bit of a rhetorical question. A child basically has some sense of right and wrong.
Really?
Well, I guess a lot of
Alan, can you be honest with me? Can you be honest with me?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try.
All right. Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in God as it's been laid out by the Christian principles?
I believe in God, and I am a Christian. I do believe in the Bible, not to the extent that some people do. I see too much conflict and some stuff that was obviously historical developments that were very, very meaningful for that era. But times have changed, and
what has changed?
Well, for instance, we don't sacrifice our children anymore to appease an angry God. We have a higher concept delivered, the second New Testament times, a higher concept, a new revelation of a kinder and more loving Father. So, in that sense, that cultural things have changed, and while at that time, that was the most highly revered thing. So I'm not knocking it and saying I'm not saying they were like animalistic barbarians. That was at the time. That was a sacred and their highest reaching gift.
Do you know that Jack McLam's secretary for 15 years?
Carol.
Carol.
Right.
That had jury duty.
Right.
And she made the statement to the jury in deliberations that she's answering to a higher power.
That's sad.
Do you know how outraged that made the judge and the prosecutor?
Well, yeah, I was reading. I got a flyer in the mail yesterday from the American Civil Liberties Union, and I was looking at some of their planks on there, and I thought, wow, that's a pretty good idea. Wow, that's cool. Look what they're doing over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to this page on intelligent design.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, my own personal belief, John, is that evolution did occur, but that it is the most amazing, the most beautiful, the most incomprehensibly complex, intelligent, and divinely administered arrangement of material and time and space that only divine intelligence could dream and execute something like that. So I have no gripe with evolution, and I believe that I teach my child that God has this incredible thing going on here on this world, where this was nurtured and changed, and these missing links don't exist because of this over control. There were jumps made. There were it was a fostered process, and so I really want my children to embrace this idea of this loving source of all reality that is involved with us personally and involved with the universal process personally.
Yeah.
And when I read this from the American Civil Liberties Unions, what I was reading about there, they're trying to stomp out the intelligent design thing and not allow that to coexist with evolutionary theories that are in textbooks. I was so enraged. I'm ready to get on the. I'm like, I need a new fight, John. Right? And we've got them stomping on us for listing the ingredients of cherries. We've got them wanting to.
We have people in power that have no regard for life, liberty, property. Their arrogant design is what is at stake here. I mean, and you know, it's fascinating to me that we can sit back and we can watch this, and people can't seem to make a connection. Let me read you something, and thanks for your call.
Yeah, please, I'll listen.
All right, Alan, thanks for your call. Out of David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, he said this: for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon a well-publicized incident to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. Some of the words of the man himself, his own mouth, his own writing. And the problem that we're having here is that we are under economic control. We are under the yoke of our modern-day oppressors that actually believe that they are enlightened to the point that we are of no consequence. Our opinions, our suggestions are of no consequence. And given enough time, I think, in this country, if we were to adhere to the Constitution, that changes probably would have come about. But that only would have came through the electorate, us, to improve upon that Constitution, not put it asunder, not destroy it. So like I said, in a short span of 230 years, which there are people living on the face of the planet today, that you can take two people's lives, put it back to back, and it would span that 230 years. Two lifetimes. Where have we come from? Where are we at now? And where we're going? I think pretty much everybody has an answer. And now people are trying to scramble for a better way to do things. And I am amazed that the real progress for this country would actually be a regression. Some people, that astounds people when I say that. In order to progress, you've got to step backwards. Well, look where the ideas, look where the ideologies are coming from. We are all being driven, herded like cattle, into a one-world government by the hands of people that I just read an excerpt out of his book, and his ilk, his kind. This is never going to be a perfect world because human beings are not perfect. But when they strive for higher ideals, maybe not even attainable, but strive for those higher ideals, we have a more loving, peaceful world. But many fools will rush in to try to change it because they claim that system has failed. The system didn't even have a chance to really take root. And we sat back on our fat arses here and let this country be destroyed from within. It wasn't from an attack from a foreign power, not an overt military attack anyway. And we just sat back and let it happen. We refused to step up to the plate to defend that which we knew was right and just. And now we all sit around bitching and grousing and complaining how bad the government has become. And I'll remind people once again, we are the government. We allowed this to happen. Now, some people would even take exception and argue that, but I don't think so. Ted in Georgia.
John, how are you?
Good, sir.
I would take exception to what you just said. I would be one of those who would deny responsibility. Within my capability, I fought like hell for 60 years. So I don't think you ought to lay that blame on your listeners.
Well, I imagine that you don't speak for all the listeners, Ted. I'm speaking for myself right now.
Well, I'm speaking for myself, too.
Well, okay, and...
Is the music coming? Could you hold
yeah,
it over? I've got something I think you'd like to hear.
Loud and clear, Ted. I'm always amazed when you call. So we'll hang around for that. We'll take the break and be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, Ted.
I'm going to amaze you because I'm going to agree with you. I think that what you've done today, insofar as reading that, I believe, Mr. Livergood's narrative, I think that's the most fantastic thing I've ever heard on the radio or television, and certainly the most fantastic thing I've ever heard on RBN. I think that it's the sort of thing that every one of us should read 50 times before we say our prayers at night.
And somebody had asked me how to get a hold of this thing, and you can go to www.hermes, that's H-E-R-M-E-S, -press.com /cabal, little underscore there.
Oh, forward slash cabal.
Cabal. Little underscore.
Does Cabal have an E on it?
No, C-A-B-A-L.
Right.
A little underscore there, index.htm, and you'll be able to pull that up.
Really? I'll do that.
Okay. And in my comment here, and I understand what you're saying about don't lay this blame on our listeners out there, but if we're going to assign blame, doesn't the blame fall on those people that were most able to correct a bad situation where we, again, depend on the very same people with their stupidity and their greed and their avarice,
John,
to correct that situation?
I think our problem is, and incidentally, the only thing I would question about the narrative, I think it's divinely inspired. what the man wrote about the historical aspects and the philosophical aspects,
mm-hmm.
except that I'm certainly not in favor of having a government by philosophers.
Well,
I think that's completely out of the question.
Well, of course it is, but but it would be nice that people were familiar with philosophy, having more well-rounded people. I mean, I'm not...
Well, the old farmer plowing the field had a lot of good philosophy. He might not have been able to articulate it in the way that Plato and Socrates did, but he certainly, those people that wrote up the Bill of Rights, they had a lot of philosophy. Philosophy went into the Bill of Rights.
Sure did.
And that's what we need to. Right now, we're losing our Bill of Rights, and we're losing our freedom, and that's the issue. And we don't need to nitpick freedom. We can do that after we've regained it. We can nitpick it.
And as I've explained to people before, while we engage each other with endless argument, the rug is continually being pulled right out from under us.
Yes, but the thing that you came up with today is that provides. I believe you used the term perception. And it does provide a proper perception for us to operate on.
Yeah, the thing that scares me the most, Ted, is people's perception of realities today. It's just totally amazing to me.
Well, the thing is, people are hypnotized. The television hypnotizes people. I mean, it literally hypnotizes people. They go into a trance when they watch it. And I tried to talk with someone yesterday. And after two or three sentences, I realized the person was completely beyond all possibility of reasoning with. Just because they've had inculcated in their minds by television, they have these ideas that are completely the opposite of what they need for their own survival.
Well, and Ted, the only way that connection, that mind control is going to be broken is when they're broke. Their TV, they can't afford to pay their electric bill, and the TV doesn't run. They'll somehow slip back into a chaotic state of confusion, hopefully only temporary, and then they will once again try to reason and find out what the heck went wrong. But for a lot of those fine folks out there, it's going to be too late.
Well,
Ted, I appreciate your call. My phones are loaded, and I thank you for your call. It's always good to hear from you, by the way, Ted. Appreciate your call. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
You're doing a great job today, John. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I really appreciate the callers. It looks like time to hit on 10 and 10, what I call 10 and 10. That's the two bills of restrictions, one given by God to Moses. And Moses, in modern-day terms, would be considered a dictator, but he was... He was authorized to institute the government. The Ten Commandments are a bill of restrictions on people. Each person is to refer to the scriptures and gospels as their constitution if they desire. The Bill of Rights, as it's called, is actually rights and obligations. It's rather a bill of restrictions. Again, it's rather Ten Commandments for government. The Bill of Rights sets forth restricted rights for the federal government. The Bill of Rights has nothing to do with our individual liberty, our God-given rights.
That's right.
It's a man-made document, bill of restrictions given to government, just as the Ten Commandments is a God-made bill of restrictions given to man.
And you're exactly right. A lot of people will look at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they will say that, well, that's my document. Well, yeah, but that's your checklist. That is your checklist against the government and their actions. And you're right. The Constitution is not for the people because we already have the rights. That Constitution was written for the people that would want to one day violate it, as we're seeing it happen today. I thank you for your call, Dylan. Good points. John, Larry, Jeff, others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls, 313-9443. And, of course, that's a toll-free number, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Folks, this is kind of a departure from a regular program, is it not? Discussing philosophy, discussing the state of the union, or the chaotic state that we find ourselves in. And I don't have all the answers, but I've learned to ask some pretty intelligent questions, but I don't have all the answers. And that's not to say that one day, hopefully before I draw my last breath on the face of this earth, maybe an epiphany will hit me like a bolt of lightning, and all will be right with the world and the universe, and then I'll just pass on. Maybe, maybe not. But I'll stick by my statement that I made to Ted in Georgia, that I don't like just assigning blame for the sake of saying that, well, you did it and it's your fault. I'm putting that out there because I have seen a breakdown in this country, and I have witnessed it for myself in a short span of 52 years on the face of this planet. That things are getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And if my parents and their parents, well, they came from the old country, they came from Sicily. But if our parents were vigilant and their parents were vigilant, and on it goes back to the foundation of this country, would we be in the shape that we're in today? John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi.
Yeah, on his treatise there, there was a little whiff of elitism in there, which I find offensive. I've worked with a lot of people, John, over the years. There are those who desire to do a job and do it well and get a good day's wage, and that's what they want to do. Wonderful. There are other workers that look at their job and they say, you know what, we're doing this the hard way. We need to make this better, and so on. Each one has its own elevation, but you cannot enslave a people to any kind of a system and then get the best out of the people. If they cannot see any kind of a reward for what they do,
they won't produce.
They won't do it.
That's right.
It's just natural. By the way, I keep hearing the word Lucifer coming up. I wish people wouldn't get in their word and read it. The name Lucifer is a historical name only. He was designed to rule over the earth for a period. He was called the giver of light. When he rebelled, his name was changed to Satan. Now, when the Creator changes his name, I think we'd better follow what the Creator says. The Creator says his name is Satan, the adversary. Quit complimenting Satan and elevating him by calling him Lucifer.
Well,
he is no longer Lucifer.
Well,
he's gone. History, goodbye.
John, I don't like to disparage other people and how they would like to refer to the Creator of the universe.
But, John, we're insulting God.
But this was the point I was just going to make. Some people use the word God. Some people say that the pagans took over and renamed him. His original name was Yahweh. We have different people that call it different things. So when somebody says, and I don't think that they're doing it maliciously,
but we shouldn't be careless, John.
Well, and I understand that, but my point is, John, and not to add a moment of clarity here, probably more like muddy water, when you say God, we have people to listen to this network that say, no, that's incorrect. It's Yahweh. So
I understand.
Yeah, you see my point.
I also understand that the Creator of the universe is quite intelligent and quite capable of understanding who he is.
Well, I'm sure. The problem is we don't understand who he is.
Yeah, we're getting a few clues.
By the
way, on the sacrifice of children, I totally disagree on that. We sacrifice our children in wars created by the Illumined Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And who are those children sacrificed to? We sacrifice children with experimenting on them with drugs, which destroys them and kills them. We sacrifice children with abortion. And in the abortion clinics, you have the greedy, who are in there strictly for the buck. You have the go-alongs, the get-alongs, they're in there to make some money. But you've got a nice little coven in there that knows that that is a sacrifice of a baby, and they dedicate that abortion to Satan. So be careful about sacrifices.
Thank you, John. You cut him off? Oh, my producer cut you off, John. I knew you had something else to add to that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the rulers are not the elite. They are the effete. That's quite a different term. Catch you later, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
And how are you doing?
Good.
Good. It's a good show. Say, when Alan called, I had to call in because he said something, I guess, that the last caller talked about was about children or parents sacrificing their children in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there's only two places in the Bible where that took place. I don't know if you're aware of them, are you?
Yeah, one is Abraham.
Absolutely. But let me tell you the neat thing about that. Abraham waited till he was over 100 years old to have his first child. Not that he didn't try. He tried, but he couldn't have one. And his wife was barren, and God promised him that he would give him a son, and actually that he would be father of many nations. And he actually told him to go out and to look on the sea. Can you count the sands on the sea? He said, no, Lord, there's too many. I can't count them. And God said, your children will be as numerous as the sand on the sea. And he took them out. He said, can you count the stars in the sky? And he said, no, Lord, there's too many. I can't count them. He said, your descendants will be that numerous. And do you know why he asked him the two?
I think I understand the overall premise that he waited to grant Abraham a child and then to test his faith.
Yeah.
Ask him to sacrifice that very child, which he waited for so
yeah.
many years.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to get there. But he asked him because he has two kinds of seed. One of them is children by the flesh who were going to be the sons of Abraham. And the other were children by faith. And Abraham in the book of Romans is called the father of the faithful. And it says that he believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Well, eventually, he went into his servant, to his wife's bidding, and he went into his servant Hagar, and of course, that's where we get the Arab nations from. And of course, the sons of, or the children of the two sons have been perpetually fighting ever since, and that's kind of what's going on in the Middle East. But later on, when his son was older, God told him to go up and to sacrifice his son. Now, there's a reason that all that happened. Is God told him to go to a hill that was 3 days' journey and to go up and sacrifice his son. And in Abraham's mind, the time when God told him to do it, his son was good as dead. Not that he wanted to do it. That was his only chance to have this nation that God had promised him. But he was willing to obey God, and that was the test. But this is really going somewhere very interesting. He went 3 days' journey. And I want you to be thinking about how this is all like what Jesus Christ went through. Got to the bottom of the hill, and his servant who was with him, his name was Eliezer, which means comforter. Eliezer stayed at the bottom of the hill because this was a transaction that was only to take place between the father and the son. So they went, but the son said, Father, he said, I'm carrying the wood for the sacrifice, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide himself sacrifice. And they went on up, and Isaac, his son, carried the wood for the sacrifice. They went up to the hill, and he helped build the altar that he was to die on. And when Abraham told him he had to lay there, and he was the sacrifice, the son was obedient, and the father drew the knife, and he was ready to go through. But God the Father had an angel stop him. Okay, there was a reason for all of this. But at that time, there was a ram caught in a thicket, and they saw that God told them to sacrifice the ram instead. And so they called that place Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. That's where they knew God as their provider. That place was later called the place of peace, or Jireh Shalom. Do you get the similarity? Jerusalem. On a hill later in that city, another father was to sacrifice his son for the sins of all mankind. Isn't that a beautiful story?
It is.
But that is where the one was only a picture, a foreshadowing of the heavenly father who was to give his only son. And that is the only child sacrifice that actually took place in the scriptures. The rest of this, I don't know where he got it from, but it's not in the Bible that I've read.
Larry, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jeff in Texas. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, John. Let me take a shot. That was an outstanding point that Larry just made. The Bible doesn't say per se, doesn't spell out the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. But it does talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's laid out in places like the Book of Deuteronomy. And one of them in particular that sums it up very well is Deuteronomy chapter 30, where the Lord basically told Israel, choose life. And he says, follow my law, follow my commandments, and you will have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, guaranteed, we live in the New Covenant era now, and things have changed because Israel couldn't follow that law because they were of the flesh. And obviously, we had to have the Redeemer so that we could have that law in our hearts so that we truly could follow his law. But it really is laid out there in Deuteronomy chapter 30.
Well, I'll tell you what. All we have to do is convince the agnostics, the atheists, the pagans, the Wiccans, and everybody else that, you know, this country was better off when there was a guiding principle. Because mankind is flawed. And out of the bowels of that flawedness, if you will, comes nothing good. And this is where we find ourselves at. We have half of the country that thinks it's a great idea to take the Ten Commandments out of public buildings. The other half disagree with it. But the thing that amazes me, that half the people in this country believe that. I've got to move on, Jeff. Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. Dave in Arkansas. Hello, David.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Great show, sir.
Thank you.
A rhetorical question. Did the American people here have their rights taken away, or did they give them away?
Well, that's an interesting question. One might argue that by not acting in defense of those rights, that we, in fact, gave them away.
Well, I think it's a little more subtle than that, John. Every registered voter in this country has, under penalty of perjury, declared themselves to be what? A citizen of the United States.
Yep.
Correct?
That's right.
They don't know the definition of United States, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, let's go right to Title 26. That's the Internal Revenue Code, Section 77019. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Then in 10, they define state. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. Do we find any reference whatever to states of the Union parties to the Constitution? No. So what have the folks done unwittingly and unknowingly? Declared themselves to be a citizen of the District of Columbia, thereby
ceding that power and control to our taskmasters.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
They have declared their masters to be Congress.
That's right.
Operating in the district there. And talk about a slick little revocation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. That's a good example, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening to the program. I wonder, I watched the numbers on the Internet fall off a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. And I'm wondering why people tuned the program off. Wasn't it sizzling enough? Wasn't it in your face enough? Because there is going to be a time, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to have to reflect. We're going to have to become philosophers, if you will, but thinkers. We're going to have to do this again. We're going to have to put this thing back together. Well, we don't have to. We can let it go the way it's going, and we will absolutely have no freedom, no liberty, no nothing. And instead of your taskmasters being in Washington, D.C., they'll come from a global council. And these are not going to be learned men. I want to close out this program today by doing an excerpt out of the movie Network. And in this regard, I talked about the Executive Order 12803, the infrastructure privatization. And you're going to be hearing more of this because the program is in full swing. And let me read you the definition of the executive order for infrastructure privatization. For purposes of this order, privatization means the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, from a state or local government to a private party. The meaning of infrastructure asset means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the economy. Examples of these assets include, but are not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports. Kill that break, Mr. Producer. Thank you. Airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. Folks, this is what they are doing right now under this executive order, not by an act of Congress, mind you, but from the pen of the president. And let me see, who was in office still on April 30th of 1992? Wasn't that Bill Clinton's reign? I do believe that it was. Or was that George Bush's? Mr. Producer, April 30th, 1992. I'm fogging here for a second. Is that Clinton or is that Bush? Daddy Bush or Billy Clinton? We're thinking here. Because the president takes effect in office in January. Does that person know? He's coming up with it. All right. Until we get that answer, I'll continue here. What we're seeing is a transfer and a selling out. I have the list, but I don't have time to go through it, of exactly what has been turned over and sold to foreign governments. They've got more control of this industry that used to be public and not private for the betterment of, well, all the people in this country, now being controlled. When you look at this in terms of the global order of things, you think we're losing our country, our freedoms? No. It was probably Bush Sr., by the way, April 30th, 1992. What do you see his son doing in office today? We're heading into this new world order, folks. We're heading into a centralized government. This is what the Federalists, some would say, is, well, the natural evolution of the Federalists. It's a centralized power. And you add into that all the wonderful architects of the global scheme and all of their money that they made right here in the good old U.S. of A. I would be one to stricken David Rockefeller's name from every book, every monument, every everything. In my opinion, folks, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateralists have all been treasonous against America. And all those that support this are following that treason. We're going to play this clip out of the re-released after 30 years, where Howard Beale is sitting in the dark conclaves of the owner of the network to explain to him exactly how things went awry and what his role is and what really moves the forces on Earth. Go ahead, Mr. Producer, play that clip for us. And folks, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity, it is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.